Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. It has been a while since I've recorded a podcast in the first place because, I don't know, it's just been a while, so I'm really excited to come back into the podcast format. I'm really excited to be back. So, let's just get into it. So, first off, I just want to talk about my previous podcasts. I've just talked to some people, you know, and just posted it, but, you know, that's pretty cool and all, but, yeah, I don't really have anything against it, but definitely could be better. But today, I thought it would be really cool if I did react to the Dream 500 video. I have not watched it before, but I have done my research, and I found out that the Fifth Hunter is indeed awesome dude. So I am going to be watching that and giving my thoughts. But first off, I'm going to ask people in my Discord server the question of the day. Yes, I do have a Discord server. What should the question be? What's your favorite animal? Go to my YouTube channel, and you can find out where my Discord channel is there. Prudent Inc., that's my YouTube channel, so go and check that out. What's your favorite animal? Asked. Okay, now let's get into the reaction. Alright, so you should be able to hear the audio here. And if you don't, that's a bit sad.
This video, five of my friends try and hunt me down and stop me from beating Minecraft. I said I would try against 500s if the last video got 1 million likes, and it did. In a day. So,
in a
here
day.
We are.
Well,
can they stop me from beating
impressive.
The Ender Dragon, or will
I
survive?
Say.
This is it. Minecraft Manhunt. Also, only a small percentage of people that watch my videos are actually subscribed. So if you end up liking
yes,
this video,
we know. So yeah, I was right. Awesome dude is the hunter. Yep, there's awesome dude. Nope, oh, he's off. There's the village. That's pretty interesting. There's a V in. Oh, he's gonna hit them. Oh, okay. I think since awesome dude's there, it's nice to have a hunter that actually knows what he's doing. Okay, he fell in. How's he not? Oh my god, there's another ravine. Okay. I still don't understand why there's this, like, I'm gonna pause. I don't understand why there's a tree in the ravine. It currently, like, makes no sense. I don't understand why there's a tree in a ravine. I don't understand. What are the chances? And what are the chances that he gets such a good seed? I actually recently found out that Callahan picks out the seeds for them, so I guess that makes sense.
Hey, we gotta go now. Go!
Come on! Oh my! That it has so much lava. That's crazy.
I can't jump. He'll be in the lava.
Oh my gosh!
Guys, help! How am I meant to help you?
What are we supposed to do? Get the wood. Craft? Oh, okay. Pick.
Good six.
Oh, he really has no food. That's tough. And there's diamonds. So. Of course there's diamonds, I mean, as if it wasn't crazy enough, you know, I mean.
Okay,
there's enough iron that you could probably get just full iron and tools here, maybe. Definitely could.
Let's go.
You definitely could. I'm gonna pause right here. So this situation is really unique, and it's quite the start to a manhunt. It's very intense, very risky. I think it's really unique, really, and I think it's pretty cool. I think it's really unique and brilliant. Definitely a start, because there's diamond, but he can't mine it, so can create frustration with the viewer. that's pretty unique. And he's already getting iron, but there is a situation. He's on half a heart, has no food. So this is quite the start. Oh, everyone's back. Oh, wow.
My through.
Oh my gosh!
He's melting.
I'm not sure what he's planning on doing here, whether he's stacking up or not. He's probably stacking up, because he has no food. I don't understand why he wouldn't. The situation here is his pick might break. I'm going to predict that that will be the predicament here. His thing will break. So, yeah. His pickaxe is probably going to break. He's probably going to have to go back to his wood. So that sounds a bit challenging. So yeah, we'll see what he does to cut out of this one. It's quite interesting how exciting this first thing can be. He's really not messing around here. He really wants to put us right into the action, which is very interesting. How many views is it? 42 million views. 340,000 comments. It's crazy that the Minecraft community has gotten this big. It's most popular only has 88. Okay, I thought it would at least have over 100, but I guess we're not, the Minecraft community isn't that big yet. Kind of, I'm going off on a tangent here, but it's kind of crazy how Dream became the biggest. I still remember when Skeppy was like the biggest for whatever. He was kind of like the main event in the Minecraft community. But okay, whatever. Let's just get back into the video.
He's
bridging. That's interesting. Why is he? Oh, he's collecting blocks so we can stack up. Okay. He can easily leave. Yeah, okay. So I guess my prediction that the predicament would be his pickaxe breaking is wrong. But, you know, it was a good guess.
Do you guys have enough blocks yet?
Yeah!
What? Let's go!
What?
What did he make?
Gathering coal, okay. Is he trying to smelt? I don't even know if he has any iron. Does he have iron? I think he does. I think he's collecting right now. Oh, actually, maybe his pickaxe might break and he tries to dig up in the wall, but it breaks. Yeah, actually, yeah, I'm gonna stick by my prediction. Because maybe my prediction is right. Yeah, it might actually be right. I might be right here. Yeah.
Wait, you're behind
him? What?
What's
he hiding in the house?
I'm gonna grab some extra wood.
Is that it?
Where's he at?
Dad, come on,
smell.
There's a lot of iron that he's not collecting. Okay, yeah, now we stack it. So yeah, my prediction is right. I knew it was, but like, I don't know. I just had that feeling, because, I don't know, maybe these Manhunt videos are getting really predictive. I just realized he never got more food. He was just stuck on half a heart. I see Sapnap. The name tag. Oh my god, everyone's there. Yeah, he's definitely dead. He's definitely dead. We're only 5 minutes in. This is real crazy.
Wait, he's moving?
Wait, I just dug into the ravine.
If he's moving, he's probably in a cave right now.
He's moving. I'm gonna grab iron. He's moving. That's crazy. Okay, now he's getting food. That's definitely a relief.
Where?
Oh,
dream.
Oh my! What?
Oh, dream. Come here.
What?
Get him, Sapnap.
Let's just say dream left a lot of diamonds behind.
How do you have?
Okay, if Sapnap doesn't like kill him, this is just gonna be crazy. This is already crazy though, so.
Oh my gosh.
Keep on hitting my microphone, sorry. This is just really crazy. You know, speaking of crazy, there's a voice changer called crazy. Should I use it? I'm gonna use it. Hi! Wow! That's really crazy. Oh wait, okay. I'm stupid. I'm literally stupid. I didn't put the voice changer on. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Hello?
Okay, that was real stupid. Alright, let's get back into it.
He doesn't have a bow or anything, so we should be safe in his tower straight up.
Oh, this is that one clip that everyone's reposting. It's that crazy boat clutch thing. All right, I'm gonna give my unique reactions here. So let's see here.
Adrian, oh, here I did me iron.
Here, George, take this. I made some armor.
Thank you.
I'm gonna get extra dirt in case you need to build up and help Sap now.
Oh my gosh.
Bye, Dream!
Wait, what?
Okay, yeah. Okay, let's talk about this. So, I've seen a lot of recreations of this, and no one did it, except for really crazy people who practiced a whole lot. Doing this just instantly without any practice is honestly really crazy, so I'm gonna assume that it's server lag that led him to craft that boat really quickly. And before you can even see it kind of lagged in the video, I'm gonna try and find an exact moment. Everyone set your thing, I sent your timeline to exactly 5:16 when he's stacking up. It's kind of just crazy because he was kind of lagging, if you can tell. So, yeah, obviously, this is lag because there's no way that he actually just instantly did it. Yeah, no way. I don't believe it. I will never believe it. So, I'll just rewatch it just one more time just to see. Come back to exactly 7:26 when he's falling off. It's like the exact moment when he turns around and fights Sapnap, but he knocks him off. And obviously, at the end, he falls down, crafts it, and places it down, clutches in it, goes, ah, oh my god! Yeah. So, yeah. Alright, let's get back to there, shall we?
Bye, Dream!
Can we just appreciate Bad's, wait, what? That was amazing. That was everything.
He's on the ground!
He's literally on the ground!
Get him, guys, get him!
Chase him, chase him!
Go. Ow!
Oh my god, I'm stuck up here!
Literally everyone's reactions are mine. Like, how do you do that? How? It's really crazy, isn't it? That's crazy. That's just some next level stuff. I mean, come on. I mean, there's no way anyone, like, predicted that. Like, how do you do that? I mean, okay, maybe I'm just, yeah, I think I'm just pushing it a bit. Alright, let's just move on to the next part of the manhunt. I think I've spent way too much time on this, and he might have done some more crazier moves in the manhunt. Who knows? I don't know. I never watched this, so let's get back into it.
Oh my gosh!
The pressure is still on from the beginning. I mean, they're still putting pressure on him when currently... I mean, I've been in a few manhunts. And definitely, when I was the hunter, I don't really put pressure. I usually do it after I gather materials, like food, iron, other stuff like that. And maybe they already gathered this stuff. I'm not sure. Maybe they did. I guess it would make sense if they have, but I'm just inferencing it here. Maybe I am assuming that they gathered materials from the ravine, but I'm not sure about their food situation. I'm really picky about food in Minecraft Survival, because I eat a lot of food in Minecraft, so it's really hard to hunt and reproduce. So food is definitely an issue in manhunts, which is why speedrunners mostly rely on wheat from villages. So yeah, I think that the hunters probably are making a mistake putting so much pressure on him. But I mean, we'll see.
Be careful. Guys need to be very careful. You might not be able to take him without me.
He just made a flint steel. That's pretty interesting.
Oh, my shield, my shield!
Oh, my god!
We can inference here that Bad yelled, my shield, because Dream probably broke it when he did an axe crit. Yeah, if you didn't know, if you crit while the person's axe is still up, it, like, disables it for, like, around 5 seconds. So if you're wondering why he yelled that, that's why.
Honestly, we might want to recoup and just get iron. Genuinely.
You think so?
Just
want to recoup and get iron?
Oh, yeah, I think that's what we should do.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, so now we can inference they didn't have materials. I think. Okay. Let's quote Sapnap here. Guys, I think we should recoup and get iron. So we can assume here that they didn't have materials in the first place, which is honestly just a really bad decision to put pressure on someone when you don't have materials in the first place. I mean, okay, come on, that doesn't make any sense. That's a really stupid idea. If you're ever in a manhunt, for the love of God, get materials before you put pressure on someone. First time I was in a manhunt, I didn't even put pressure, because, like, what's the point of putting pressure in the beginning? Because if you kill him, then, I mean, you're done. I mean, you just need to restart. Because, like, he's not going to post, like, a 2-minute video. So, yeah. I think that you should get materials before you put pressure. Maybe this is just me being biased because of my hunter, Sposter, in the SMP. I mean, okay. I didn't say SMP. I said manhunt, okay? Even though I did, but we don't talk about that. She killed me when I was making the nether portal. So maybe I'm just being hypocritical here. But, I mean, It was, hold on, let me check. Because it wasn't that short of a video, right? Okay, let's just check. 27 views. No, not my views. 14 minutes and 49 seconds. It's a pretty long video. So, I mean, yeah, I'm good with that. I don't really care if she killed me early on. Alright, so, yeah. Don't put pressure if you're low on materials. That's never gonna end well. You're giving him time now to recoup himself. So I guess maybe putting pressure is the good option here. Maybe I'm overanalyzing and being way too critical, but... Okay, let's unpause here.
Oh my goodness, we're so far away. All right, Satnap, are you like...
I just got down. I just got down.
Bring the smokers.
Okay.
There's a ravine here, guys. Come over here. There's a ravine right here.
Yeah. I'm gonna see if there's any iron in this portal thing.
Oh my gosh.
Google Career Certificates provide online training for in-demand jobs. Train for jobs in IT support. Project.
Okay, that's an ad. Okay, so just mute that. They're not getting my support. I'm not going to promote your product.
Oh guys, see you?
Yeah. Oh my god, I just got creepered.
Ooh. Oh, get away, it's mine.
What? I just put my iron in there. I'm just smelting with you, baby.
So they're all smelting now and getting materials, which is a good thing. That's never a bad thing.
Hey, we gotta go fast, guys. Quickly smelt and let's
okay.
go. Wait, Pat!
What?
Look what's down here.
Oh!
Yes, mine.
Yes!
They just got diamonds. That's not gonna end well.
I make a diamond deck.
Oh my god!
What happened?
Bro, there's like five creepers.
Okay, what we just saw here is Dream made a fishing rod. He used a fishing rod in another manhunt. I would say what, but I have no idea what the it was. So, you know, you'll see what the is that. What the? I'm just reusing the bleep thing. It's funny. Yeah, I know. I'm the funniest person I know. I'm just gonna do it one more time for the memes. Actually, I won't. Okay, let's just get back into it.
So many creepers everywhere. They're blowing
what
up.
What is happening?
You guys are just being, like, bombarded by.
We're gonna die! We're literally gonna die! I look like Dream. Rah!
I have three diamonds still.
Okay, there's a lava pool. That's pretty good. Okay, he's making another portal. So we're going into the nether section of this speedrun. Let's get it. Alright, so let's see what's gonna happen in this nether today. Alright, let's look into it. Okay, is he eating? Oh, he only has 9 pork chop. That's not a good look. Okay, he's in the nether now. He spawned in the Soul Sand Valley, which is a pretty good biome when looking for a bastion or another fortress. Usually another fortress.
We gotta go.
Okay, he spawned right next to Deep Slate, too. How did he get into a nether wasteland? He's doing a whole lot of cuts here.
Enchant, let's go.
I'm hurrying.
Found his
portal.
It's right here, over here, guys.
There's a thing here too, a temple.
Let's just look. Okay, doesn't look like a trap.
Okay, just ignore my Discord ping. We don't talk about it. Oh my god, I'm getting so many pings. Okay, just ignore it. Okay, yeah, you found another fortress. It's not a rare spawn, but a pretty lucky one, if it's near spawn. I'm not gonna say that he's cheating, though, even though he cheated on a speed run. But we don't talk about that. So, you know, it was a pretty lucky fortress spawn, but not like the to the point where it seems like he's cheating. Even though he does currently have a mod that increases Blaze and Ender Pearl chances. So we do need to keep that in consideration, because he said that he used the mod on all of his videos. Because it was his custom mod. So we need to keep that in consideration while we're doing this analysis. And I guess we're doing kind of a reaction as well. We're kind of doing both here. It's kind of crazy how our podcast is already at 26 minutes. And the video is only at 10 minutes.
I think I found the way that... I found Sam's way anyways.
Can you find out where he
I'm
went
falling.
To?
Yeah.
I'm just going towards
I think so. I think Sam's going to... Yeah.
I'm just glad that Aunt Frost is talking a lot more than when he first joined the Manhunts, because now you can tell that he's more comfortable being on camera and stuff. So, yeah, that's always good for him to be, like, speaking up more and talking. So, you know, that's pretty good, too.
So much lobby here.
Okay, he's at the Nether Fortress now. He just stacked to it, so
yeah.
Interesting.
Over here, you see that?
Oh no.
It's kind of crazy that he had a mod the entire time, because you can like not even tell that he has a mod on, but like he does. It is really crazy. Because it just seems so normal. Okay, all of them are there with enchanted armor. They probably used the diamonds on an enchanting table. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. That really does. Intense music intensifies. I can't speak. He just jumped over them. That's crazy. The Nether definitely does become a lot harder when there's 5 people chasing you. Sapnops there. They have a bow, so we need to keep that in consideration as well. He's digging into the wall. You know, I always wonder how he thinks of these things, because if I was being chased by 5 people, I don't think I would even have time to think. They might actually chase him out of the Nether Fortress, so he might have to come back for Blaze Rods. It's kind of crazy that they're actually chasing him out of the Nether Fortress. That definitely will make it harder for him, won't it? Oh, they literally are chasing him out. Oh my god. Really though, if Dream kills like at least one of the hunters, it's smooth sailing from here. I'd say the most easiest target here is... not Sapnap, he's an armor. And he's not that good, but he's pretty good. How'd they hit him? Wait, is George not with them?
Are you serious?
Wait, what?
Yeah, you're shooting me through the thing. I got the half heart.
I don't think George... Yeah, George isn't with them. Why? That's... I don't know what happened.
Very special reason.
You made an anvil?
Why?
Because I wanted
to...
Well, you have an enchanted book?
They made an anvil. That's such a waste of iron. Especially in a manhunt.
Can I have this?
No.
This is good.
Huh? Okay, we need to slow this down. Okay.
Santa, wait, what? What?
Okay, so, as I said before, Dream crafted, like, a fishing rod a while back, and he used it. Oh my gosh, how did they not see that coming? That's so stupid. That's literally so stupid. How did they... Wow, these hunters really are stupid, aren't they?
What?
What?
Yes!
What?
He just fishing rotted it.
Are you serious?
He took your axe.
You what?
How?
What?
Apparently you can, because he just did it.
What?
Let's go.
You could do that.
That's
it's awesome. Called Nightmare.
Give it back.
Okay.
Wait, careful.
Pull me up. Pull
careful,
me up.
Careful.
Pull me up.
Okay, I'll pull you up.
Sat-nav. Sat-nav.
Pull
get
me up.
Stop, don't die.
Oh,
I dropped my
pigs.
Oh,
no!
Who got my pig? I dropped my diamond pig.
Come on.
How do you drop your pig? Sapnap is probably... Yeah, Sapnap is the easiest target here. He's the dumbest and the least... Well, he does have a lot of diamond armor, though. So that might put him in as at a advantage here. Maybe not though. Maybe not.
Go. Wait, what? What in the world? What?
Okay.
Careful.
What's he doing?
Just like that.
The music selection here is really great.
No, bad, don't die.
I'm tower here.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, forget.
Oh, he has his fishing rod back. Did he hit any? Oh, he hit someone. Sapnap is just so stupid. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh! He got away, what? He's actually, like, really good at the game. I don't care if he was using a mod during this. He wasn't using like killer or anything, because this is all genuine PvP and scale. I mean, obviously, like the survival aspect of it, like blazes and stuff, definitely like weren't like accurate here, but definitely this is definitely genuine. Oh, he's taking this time to get the blaze rods. He's back at the fortress, by the way. Oh, he might be dead here. He might be dead. Yeah, he's dead. Oh! Wait, okay, he got cover at the last minute. There's so many blazes. I'm just gonna quote Sapnap here, because there's literally so many.
It's like an army of blazes.
That is impossible.
Like, did you see how many, like, fireballs they were shooting at once?
No, there was, it was like, the sky was full of them. There's no way you can survive.
You know, have you seen the movie 300? No, you know when,
yeah,
they
when
shoot the
arrows,
all the arrows
come
in
over
the sky?
That's exactly what it was like.
No,
Oh shoot. Wait, did they rig the spawners?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I got a diamond pick and a diamond axe for free.
Okay, I get it. Shut up.
Do we head back to the portal?
It's really intense. I mean, this video really just started with action and is definitely just going to be action throughout. There really is no resting point here. Okay, he just trapped himself, and I think that's a good place to put an intermission, because that's halfway. So that's the halfway point. So let's talk about the beginning here. Let's just analyze the beginning alone, because that was just a lot to process. And so I just want to put it into perspective to analyze it. So, yeah. Okay, so let's talk about this. So first they spawn near like a ravine, and then they have some epic fight. He comes back up with a half a heart. Yeah, half a heart. He gets some food and he heads to the Nether with armor because he did some gathering and stuff. So currently they're there in the Nether. They spotted a fortress and Dream, and the hunters are literally just they're duking it out, I guess. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. They're doing that. Yep. This is really just insane. I already said this, but it starts with action. And it maintains that sort of like, what's gonna happen next feeling. It's really crazy. It's actually crazy. Okay, so let's get back into it. Let's get back into it. Okay, intermission is over, so let's get back into it, alright?
Gosh. What should we do?
Oh, I'm killing this one. I got it.
Hey, George.
Sam?
I'm here.
I think he's going to start trading with piglins now. I'm not sure how many blaze rods he has yet, but either way, I would start trading these two.
Why
do
I think this is so much damage?
This is beefy.
Yeah, it is beefy.
This way, yeah. I've already made this journey twice, I know the way.
Show the way.
Yeah, right.
Do
here,
you
right
know
here
that way?
We like when it right up here thing.
Is he searching? He might be searching for Bastion right now.
Oh my god.
I guess that would be sensible if he was.
Is it in the wall?
Oh! George, be careful!
Guys, watch out.
Careful.
It's a gas.
Gassed.
Yes!
Good job.
Nice!
Why are they actively killing ghasts here? Wait. Okay, first off, why are they actively trying to kill the ghast? Let's think of this for a minute. Why are they actively trying to kill a ghast? End crystals. What are end? Resummoning the... No. That's a really stupid idea. There's no way they're trying to resummon it. They're probably just doing it for fun or something. Alright, let's get back into it. Thank you. So he is gathering food, which is, I guess, a smart idea. He's on 1.5 hearts right now.
He's like faded out of existence. The guy.
He did.
Sorry.
It was so dramatic, and he's looking right at me.
I have two.
Let me have him.
Okay.
Oh, thank gosh. Bam, take mine.
Okay, all right. I feel kind of safe right now. That's usually when.
Okay, well, let's just remind to, because he did open his inventory, and I want to see how many blaze rods he has. He has 6. Okay, let's just talk about blaze rods for a second. So, you could leave with 6, but the smart idea would be to go with 7 in case an Ender Eye broke, and it's really risky only going with 6 in a manhunt. I'm not sure if he's going to go back to the Nether Fortress. I would, probably, if I was him. But, I mean, assuming this manhunt is 36 minutes, he's bound to go to the Nether. I mean, the end. So, you know. Like, maybe he is. No, not maybe. Yes, he's definitely going to the end. So none of his eyes will break.
Okay, alright. I feel kind of safe right now. That's usually when the worst things happen, so. Okay. No pearls. It's kind of dumb.
You know what? Keep this in the video.
Keep the silent parts in the video. Right.
Wait, what? You didn't hear it?
No.
All right.
Aw, my mic is too good now. I farted.
That's nasty. That. That's weird. Okay, let's just pretend that didn't happen. Okay.
Oh, way you farted. Thank goodness it
is. Awesome's mic just goes like. Oh my god. I'm in the Nether. I cannot find it. I do not have enough. I need some pearls, I need some gold, I need everything. I need like a Sebastian.
Hello, my friends. A little Sebastian?
Is that Sebastian?
Little Sebastian?
Okay, so yeah, there is a bit of a resting point in the action here, which I guess is a good thing, because just back-to-back action. It could really be hard to end the video in an anticlimactic way. So, you know, so far this video is really entertaining.
This diamond pickaxe is so useful.
Can you shut up, or you won't shut up about it?
I mean, to be fair, it is. It's really
honestly,
useful.
You just
you say it one more time, and I forfeit. I quit. I'm done.
All right. This diamond pick is really useful. Yeah. Let's go. 100
Yes. The joke is, Zapnap left the game.
But yes. Yes. No way. Oh, it's one of the OP ones too. Let's go.
I did it.
What? Wait, what?
He just got so much diamond armor. 2 pairs of diamond leggings and a pair of boots. Diamond boots. All right, back to the video.
I've never seen this.
What?
Dude, what is this?
What?
This is like the most OP bastion I've ever seen in my life.
Netherite ingot. Okay, sorry. I was just talking in Discord. Join my Discord server. Just turned off my computer. I'm so smart. Alright, so back to the video. Okay, he made netherite leggings. And he's still trading. Oh, I just realized he's in a bastion. Oh my god, I'm so stupid.
Dude, I feel like I have a chance. I wasn't thinking I had a chance until now. Now I think I have a chance.
At least you had that nice moment for yourself.
Does he have enough ender pearls yet? I think he could easily just leave now. Go back to the overworld. Why did he just make iron stuff when he has diamond and netherite stuff? Just talking about armor, by the way.
Oh my
stuff God. Equals armor.
It's like, why? The trading is so annoying. Like, I'm gonna be here another million years.
Really?
Wow, he just exposed for lying.
Go back! Go!
He's got netherite pants!
Lying gets you nowhere, Dream. Oh, Dream.
He went down. He's stuck. He's stuck. Just chase him. He can't go anywhere.
Oh my goodness. Careful.
Drop shot now.
Oh, we got him.
Oh.
Right behind you.
I fell.
Careful. I got him.
We're exactly double time. Right now the video is at 24 minutes and our podcast is stretching at a whopping 48.
I'm building up. Come on!
Oh my goodness.
Go, move, Ed!
He's gonna go through, we gotta hurry.
He's gonna make it through, we gotta go fast. Come on, run. Everyone go through at the same time. Come on.
George, hurry up.
It's all good together.
Ready? Three.
Wait. Ready?
Go!
Go!
Shields up.
Everyone, keep your eyes peeled. Alright,
Where is he?
Compass.
He's on for a second.
Compass.
He's down. Like below.
He's below us.
I'm mining down.
There's a cave.
Where is it? He's this way. This way.
He's not in here.
Go over.
Oh, wait! He's Anthrost. That's a crazy that's a really good move.
No!
Oh, he just blew them up!
What is the world? Oh my god.
Oh my god, go.
He's above us!
Oh my
god!
Oh my god! That's literally crazy.
That's the money shot. Go. Get you guys stuff back and come back.
Dream.
Make stuff.
Go.
Oh, I blocked it. You're very quiet, Dream. Oh, he's putting his good armor back.
He's putting on his armor.
He's got ant skin. What?
I got him.
Oh, I think I got a shield. I think I got a shield.
I don't have a shield. Oh, wait. No, I do. Okay.
Thanks for the arrow, Dream.
This is just so intense. The action is definitely slowed down, but the intensity is still there.
Oh, I got hit.
Good job, Sapnap.
Careful, careful.
I don't have a fighting them at all at once. It's so crazy.
Besides a shield. Right here, right here. Good job,
Anna. Good job, George. Give me the cover fire.
I have the arrows.
Wait, I have one more.
Oh, he's scared.
Oh, nice. He's
I can sense
like,
the fear in him.
He's glowing, though. We can see him.
Oh, my goodness.
This is it for you, Dream.
He's right here. He took out the trees.
Get him, Sam. Get him. Just rotate. Sam, no.
Oh, I'm low.
Oh, wait.
Back up.
Sam, run. Run. Sam, no. Pick up his stuff, Ant.
Get him.
I got it. Oh, my God. I got a shield.
I'm coming back.
Oh, awesome dude just died. RIP.
Nice,
that one we need to.
This is it, the money shot to end the game! Oh, he's low, Oh,
Dream! Come here, Dream! Damn, are you catching up?
I'm almost back.
Somebody boost me. Okay. Just walk on him and head towards
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Just chase him.
That's a shot! Oh, I'm out of arrows.
Oh, I'm so close to him.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wait.
Oh, he threw an ender eye. No, they didn't take it.
He got it.
Oh, my God. Go.
Oh, my goodness.
Now he knows which way the portal is. Stand him.
Down it.
He's going to shoot an arrow?
It's just so intense.
I can hit you. Yep, I blocked it.
He's shooting that with combos.
100 million IQ.
How did he hit me?
Go. Never mind it.
There's no way you two are in a boat and you're making it to us.
Are you kidding me?
Yes!
Hey, bro! Go. Let's go!
I just see this obsidian. I just hit that.
Get the bro!
He got it.
Get the eye.
Did they get it?
Who got it?
Oh, man, they got it. Kind of ridiculous. This is really ridiculous.
Is he just straight down here?
Who got it? I didn't get it, he got it!
Are you serious?
What? No way.
I was right under it, how did he get that?
They keep on catching the ender pearls. Knock it off.
It's
so annoying for the speedrunner part of it. So annoying for it. Really unfortunate. This is just interesting, to say the least. Oh, Sabra just got stuck with Dream. That's sad.
Place water! Stop placing water!
Oh my God, he escaped! Dream, you suck. Dream sucks. I could beat him. I bet.
Yeah, do another one.
Another.
We're making
no,
it.
No. Not there.
Again.
He found the stronghold. I see the library. Yeah, he's in the library. All right. He might actually not go to the end. Oh, he found the stronghold room. Oh my God. He found the portal room. It's the end. I pick.
Bad. I'm gonna try.
I see you. Nice. What's he doing right now? Okay, Dad, to discuss. So now we have a bit of time to discuss. So, I mean, what's there to discuss? It's the end of the manhunt. Some would say it is a good thing, but I'm kind of sad that it's a pretty short manhunt compared to the other ones. Oh, wait, okay, let's go.
Backup supplies.
What?
What?
Wait, what?
Where did he come from?
Oh my god, guys,
it's the end fight. I'm not gonna talk much, I'm just gonna admire the process.
Oh, you almost hit him. Remember, don't look at the end. Why is this
that
here?
That goes for George especially.
Yeah. Is that, it's not a party, it's okay, Ardo. Yeah, I think we're Ardo. He's up there. Oh, he's shooting them. I've got all the arrows that he shot. Throwing it down for recovery. There's like 3-4 of power. No! What happened?
Don't die yet.
The ant is dead. Wait, how did an ant come back?
Yes, go.
He's down. He's down. I got him once. He's low set now.
I
don't have any arrows or anything.
Right here.
No, he got right under.
I got him.
I mean, he's gonna win. I mean, what's the point of going on? I mean, it's so obvious. Minutes left. He's gonna win. Water go. His water just disappeared. Bad and awesome dude just disappeared. Just George and Ant. Ed Sap now. Wait, they just placed down an end crisp. What? Wait. No. That's why they were killing ghasts. He doesn't have any materials. He's dead. You know what? I'm just gonna say that Dream won. Because technically he killed it, right? So yeah, I'm gonna end the podcast by saying that Dream won.